Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Austin, Texas country. It's 95.9. Eric Raines live in studio. Tyler Halverson is hanging out with us. How are you, man?
Waking up. How you doing?
Doing good. Start with the fact that you're playing tonight, Cheatham Street Warehouse.
Yeah. Excited to get to San Marcos.
Always exciting that. And of course, I ask you off air, you played there many times.
Yes, sir.
Is that kind of a place that you get your start? I mean, clearly.
I think it's one of those places where like there's a handful of places you have to go play and keep playing it. And
I mean, George started there. Yeah. Randy and those guys started there.
Yeah.
Randy has a hand. I think he's part owner of that place now. But
it's got history.
The history is some of those places that you start and then you want to come back with.
Yeah.
You've been busy. I've been following you here lately. You've been releasing a bunch of music here lately. Talk about that.
Yes, sir. We've just been trying to stay on the road and keep cutting songs. I think that's how we're trying to grow and roll it all right here.
Last time I talked to you, it was a music fest, probably 2 or 3 years ago, and you had told me you were on the verge of a few things. Am I right in record label or?
Yeah, we wound up with Atlantic Records for a little bit, and then we're trying to go our own different way now after
sure.
that, and I think we're just, tried the label thing, trying it all.
Label thing and some parts can be, you know, you tie yourself up with it, but you learn a lot from it, right? Clearly.
Oh, yeah. You learn a lot. It helps you pay your rent.
Business part of it changes the ebbs and flows of a label deal.
Yeah, always.
Yeah. But the music continues to come out. You put out some fun songs, too. The thing I love about your music, it's... the tunes that are coming out, sometimes they're very tongue-in-cheek from Tyler Halverson.
Well, we try to... I like the songwriting part is my favorite part.
I almost didn't recognize you.
I know.
When you walked through the door, because you've always worn those... Was it just when I saw you the first time? Because it feels like you always...
No, I think I lost my glasses. I don't know where they went. I think I might have handed them out drunkenly at a show. I think that's how that works. I lose glasses and harmonicas, and the next day I'm wondering where they went.
You just got back from NFR. Talk about that experience. National, for a lot of people, National Finals Rodeo. So many people from Texas end up there.
Yeah, it's in Little Texas during that time. So I was a little worried when we played this week's worth of shows that half of Texas wasn't going to be there. They're going to be out in Las Vegas still. But Vegas was fun. Saved it all up for Saturday night and saw Snoop Dogg at about 3 in the morning.
What was a Snoop?
Zook. Yeah.
A Snoop Dogg concert like at 3 in the morning.
I don't know. It was a lot of him jumping around on stage playing DJ. Him and like Sugar Sean O'Malley were sitting there, and I just was wondering what the hell I was doing there. So it worked. It was fun, though.
Did you have a good time at that? Oh,
I think so. I think we went back to the hotel about 8 a.m. the next day.
Oh.
So it was great.
Oh, man. And you're still young. You still get that in you. But, I mean, and you also play there. It's not like you just went out there to party.
Yeah, no, well, I would love to one of these times just go out there to party. But
are you a gambler?
I like a slot machine, but I didn't spend a single dollar there this time.
That's smart.
I bet on the bar. That's what I did.
I bet on the bar.
Hell yeah.
I like that. Well, a lot of times I think about, you know, I'm not a gambler either, but I feel like I need to try. And they tell you the worst place to gamble is at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
So I go put a dollar in the slot machine at the airport and then cash it out, and it'll give you that dollar, and it, like you've won a buck, and I feel like I've at least gambled.
I get that.
You get a
3-cent voucher when you cash out or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like I at least done something out there. You played Westgate. A lot of the Texas artists play. That's kind of the end of the strip, but a ton of history behind that place.
Oh, yeah. That's an awesome spot. They do a really good rodeo watch party there, then they have a band play after the rodeo and a band play the rest of the night. And it's a good time at Westgate. I always like hanging out there. They showed us around Elvis's suite.
Oh, you got to go see that.
Yeah. That, it creeped me the hell out. I didn't like it.
Really?
It felt like the most like decadent funeral home you've ever been in your life.
Really?
I didn't like it. So, like his, I thought that the ghost of Elvis was going to pop out, or a bare naked Barry Manilow was going to come popping out of the closet. I had no idea.
Well, I told you off the air that I'd play there as well and got to meet Barry Manilow in the green room where Barry was. It was a Barry Merry Christmas. What I didn't realize is you're like, he signed a lifetime contract. He's going to be there forever.
He's locked up. He owes somebody something.
Did you go? Well, you went to Snoop Dogg and probably skipped out on the Barry show.
I didn't see the Barry show. I need to see it one of these years.
Well, they took us down to the green room to meet Barry, and it was the green room where Elvis was.
Yeah.
You know, with the same couches and the carpet. And they're like, this is the same fragrance or whatever that, you know, they were burning incense that Elvis liked. But tell me about the room, though. Why did it creep you out? You said
First of all, there's like a bathtub every 10 feet in that place, which is very strange.
More than one bath?
Oh, everywhere. Yeah, they got bathtubs just everywhere sitting around.
How big is this Elvis suite we're talking?
I think there's like three different suites in the whole like penthouse upstairs. Like it's all different themes. Like there was like a Tuscany one. There was a, I forget the other two, but like there's just different themes of the each different little penthouse suites.
And that's where they filmed that last Elvis movie.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. No, you didn't. That's fascinating to me. But creeped you out.
It did a little bit. Like, because you know, like that picture of him, like on the rooftop where it's, I think it was, what was it back in the day? Like the Hilton or something like that?
Yeah.
Like that little thing where they replaced it with the Westgate. You could stand there and look and you're like, all right, the dead guy used to stand here.
Yeah, I guess the ghost of Elvis is here.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, he might be still alive, Tyler.
Oh, he's probably, he's in Puerto Rico somewhere hanging out or on an island somewhere.
Tyler Halverson, if you just tuned in live in the studio with us here, playing Cheatham Street Warehouse tonight. I wrote it down. Cole Phillips, we'll get the show started tonight right around, you know what time he goes on?
I think he's like 9.
9 o'clock. And then you go on whenever you want to.
Well, after a couple of Coors Lights, about 10:30, 11.
What else you got going on as far as gigs soon enough?
We're going to finish up the run on Saturday in Dallas, and then we're taking a couple weeks off for Christmas. Then we're hitting it hard again, starting with Steamboat. And then we're cutting the last half of the record, too, I believe, next month. So it'll be good.
Where are you cutting at this year?
Just in Nashville.
Right.
Yep.
And then back up to Steamboat. Looking forward to that. Do you ski at all? I know I've probably asked you this.
I grew up doing that a little bit out in like western South Dakota, but I haven't lately. Also, don't know if I have health insurance right now, so I don't know if I'm going to mess with that. I don't want to pay for that.
Oh, that's a big one, especially.
It is.
The last thing you want to do, especially as a musician, is like hurt your instrument. Like you pick a guitar.
Yeah, my luck, I'll like break my left hand or something, then I'm just standing up there awkward with a microphone.
Well, I won't bring it up. Well, I'm going to bring it up. And I know he listens in town from time to time, as does his dad, but I was sitting across from Parker & Co. at one point up in that Deep Eddy Media Lounge that we'll do again this year.
Yeah.
And I'd ask the same question. I ask everybody, do you ski? Because, I mean, I had skied once maybe or twice before I went to Music Fest, and this will be my 10th year.
Okay.
A decade of going up there. And a lot of people don't ski, and it's free for all the musicians.
Yeah.
And skiing is really expensive.
It's part of the pay.
Right. That and the vest.
Yeah, exactly.
You get a vest and some skiing, but it's always a good time. So I always ask everybody, you ski? And of course, Co is like, nah, man, I'll leave that to Parker. And Parker, I skied the blacks. He wasn't bragging, but he was letting me know he knew how to ski. Collarbone. Like,
oh, yeah.
That same day, man. And he was brave enough to get shot up, and he finished the show. But you don't want to come down and then, I call it the sled of shame. That sled that they put you in, like a little cocoon. And
they're hauling down that hill.
Yeah. That you just fell down.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
Probably won't see you.
I don't know if you'll see me out there. I'll just be I like other activities out there than skiing.
Oh, there's there's so much to do when you're up there. And, of course, we'll be broadcasting from there. What is Christmas like in Tyler Halverson world? Big family, small family?
Yeah, I'm the oldest of eight.
Oh, wow. Eight is enough.
Yeah.
You're probably way too young to remember that, but eight?
Yeah, eight. I got five little sisters, two little brothers, so it's a full house when I go home. It's everyone's there, and, yeah, it's a lot. It's a party.
Kind of traditions you have in your house that you do every year?
I don't know if there's like a...
Or is it just this get-together and we hang?
Yeah, it's a get-together, do the Secret Santa. You know, we go open presents and we go to grandma's house here, grandma's house there, and all that stuff. And hopefully the weather's nice enough that we can get there. There's a lot of times where we get snowed in or something. And that's honestly my favorite Christmas, is you don't have to go nowhere. Just hang out.
Hey, sorry, I can't. We're not going to be able to do this because...
Sorry. There's a foot of snow on the road. We're not going to make it.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy that we're staring here the 13th of December. It's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, exactly. when you go home, can you not have to play? Can you put your guitar away and just be, I'm the son?
Honestly, it's my favorite place to play.
Really?
Like, so we have my parents' little acreage out there. The house isn't connected to like this little Morton shed that has a family room and whatnot. So once the house quiets down, everybody goes to bed. My favorite thing is just to go out there and start a bunch of songs and just mess around. And I don't know, I feel like I can unplug and unwind a little better in South Dakota.
Does anybody else in your family play at all? Were they musicians? Where did that come from you?
I don't know. Like, some of my brothers and sisters, they all play, sing in choir, do the band thing. But no one's like too crazy about music or into it so far. But
where did you find it and why did you find it?
I think I found it because my parents were concert junkies, like growing up. All they did was go to music, go to live music all the time. The radio was on more than the TV. Like, that's, I think I was just surrounded by that.
Who were they going to see?
They were huge, like Garth Brooks, Chris LeDoux, George Strait. Anytime somebody would roll through Sioux Falls, they were there. And also, too, like growing up, showing cattle, going to all these different stock shows and rodeos and whatnot.
It was real for you.
Yeah, music was already there.
Right.
So, like, it was fun to see, you know, we would park the trailer, sit on top of the cattle trailer, looking over into the grandstand, seeing, you know, somebody on a big screen. And, like, I remember being at, like, the Spencer Fair and watching Reba sitting on top of a cattle trailer. Like, it was just cool. So, like, things like that, it's always been there.
So, yeah, you have to get the guitar out. That's part of it during the holidays.
Absolutely. That's my place where it started, and I think that's where we'll end up, too.
Do you get to play your songs, or is Dad asking you to play some George?
Well, sometimes he does, but most of the time I just sneak out and go out on my own, and I think they like it.
Do you write songs, South Dakota? Is that?
Yeah.
Do you have a spot? I know I talked to some artists who are like, man, I have to go to this spot.
Yeah.
I got to go. It's got to be there where I find it or where I found it before. Do you have that, or do you swear it ever comes to you?
I got favorite spots that I go jam out and play. Like, I love going back home. I love being in Turkey, Texas. I love the Black Hills. Yeah, all that. I mean, yeah, Turkey is one of my favorite places to go hide out and write songs.
Where in Turkey? Just there? Just pull
there?
Through?
Yeah, you roll up, go there. I like hanging out at that little Bob Wills Center. Like, you just kind of sneak in that little side door and go hang out in the auditorium there. Talk about ghosts and stuff in there. That place has some history and whatnot. So it's just cool to be in there, feel that energy.
Are you allowed to be in there, or you just go in there?
I think so. You got to know some people. There's only like 30 people there, so you know them all.
How many songs you have finished for the album?
I think there's going to be this. We're just going to go another 10 again, I believe, is the plan.
10 for the album. Is it 30 or 40 in your...
Has a
treasure trove of songs that you've written?
Yeah, I got a Dropbox that's, probably 100-plus things just sitting in there waiting for the day.
Some songwriters, I've heard them call it the therapy drawer. They'll go find somewhere, maybe in Turkey, Texas, and let that feeling out that they're having that day that they came up with. Put it in a drawer, and sometimes it never makes it to a song. And then you whittle it down.
Yeah.
I just use the word whittle.
Widdle.
Who's showing their age? You find 10 songs, put it on an album now.
Yeah. Yeah.
How it works.
Yeah. And I think, too, you just kind of work with your team and whoever you're making that with and kind of what complements what and run it down.
You said team. Can you write with other people? Because some people can.
Absolutely. I personally love writing with other people. I still love writing by myself, but I think that, like, as a songwriter, there's nothing better than getting in a room with somebody that's, you know, swimming circles around you. That's way better. And just to kind of hone in on your craft. And I don't know, I think it just puts you in a good position.
You talked about the craft, and obviously you've played the game and the record deals and all that. And they're kind of, you know, I wouldn't say pressuring you, but they're putting people in front of you to write with. Have you been in a room yet where you walked in with that guy or that woman and went, uh-oh, I get to write with them today?
Oh, yeah. I definitely think so. I mean, I think the first time I wrote with my buddy Keith Gaddis, I definitely had that feeling.
Wow.
I was like, damn, this is that guy that wrote that.
You wrote with Keith?
Yeah. Yep. Quite a bit.
What was that like?
Him and I wrote that Anybody But You song on my last record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's just cool to be around people like that and to just kind of, I don't know, watch them. Just learn from them.
Right.
You know?
Well, I feel like that's in this industry, that's what we do anyway.
Absolutely.
We watch somebody, whether it's watching how they present themselves on stage, how they take care of people, how they took care of the opening band when you were the opener.
Yeah.
Or production, or how they conduct themselves on stage or off stage.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, how would we learn?
Yeah, you're always
there's
watching.
No Cliff's Notes into this industry.
No, there's not. No. You're going to mess up again and try it all again. Yeah, that's how it works.
Trying it all again tonight at Cheatham Street Warehouse. If you just tuned in, Tyler Halverson playing this evening, working on that new album. And then hopefully we'll get up on the mountain, get to hang with you guys in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. You doing acoustic or full band up there?
I believe it'll be full band.
Cool.
Yep.
Full band tonight or acoustic?
Full band.
Really? All right. Yeah. How many people do you carry on the bus?
It's a five-piece. A bus. Heck, I wish we were in a bus.
I tell everybody.
We're in a stinky van.
The van is still the bus to me.
Is it?
It really is. It's the bus.
I mean, maybe to like when you do the title and everything, it might still say bus on there.
Anytime. Well, clearly, everybody wants that 45-foot Prevo with the pull-out, you know, and air conditioning.
They do. But
you realize, A, how much a bus costs.
It's
so much cheaper to roll around in that. And I think the camaraderie on it with the band, the brotherhood that you, man, because you got to. They ain't no hiding anything on a 15-passenger van.
No. Sometimes you get along, sometimes you don't. It's all good. All part of the fun.
Sometimes the things that you don't remember from the day before are showing themselves the next day in that van.
Absolutely. Every day.
Do you guys rehearse, like, sing in the van? Anything?
Just... The van, honestly, it's like library quiet.
Right.
Everyone puts their headphones on, chills out, just because, I don't know, the night before was so damn noisy. Chill out. The van's very, it's pretty zen. I like it.
Pretty zen.
Yeah.
Think that should be a song.
Maybe should.
Word gets a third, man.
There it is.
Where do I sign? Dude, thanks for coming by here.
Yeah, appreciate y'all having us and spinning our music.
Of course. New music, we can look for some new tunes coming down the pipe.
Yeah, we'll see. One of these days.
One of these days. And that's the worst question you could ever have. Hey, when's the new tunes coming out? Well, we're working on them.
If it was up to me tonight.
Yeah.
You know, but it ain't.
10 new songs working in the studio as we speak. Cheatham Street Warehouse. This evening, again, Cole Phillips getting started. Tyler Halverson will be bringing home. And then after that, it's Santa Claus and a Happy New Year.
That's right.
Hey, best of luck. Thank you for coming by today.
Thanks for having us, man.
Tyler Halverson live in our Austin studios with 95.9 Texas Country.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.